Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Thou hast, in grace and mercy, sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to seek and to save the lost, that He came to give His life a ransom for many, and that Thou didst give Him the promise that He should have the heathen for His inheritance. And we pray Thee, Father, that Thou wilt open the eyes of our understanding to recognize more and more and to see more and more of what Thou hast in store for us through Him. Help us in our understanding as we think together. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. We come now in our study in the book of Matthew, in chapter 21, to a story that is one of the better known stories in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is sometimes called the triumphal entry, and it has to do with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem just at the time, at the beginning of the last week of His life. This is in chapter 21 and is the first 11 verses. And because it has a message all of its own, I want to read them to you that we might be refreshed in our thinking on these things. Matthew chapter 21, beginning at the first verse. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway He will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went, and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on him their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. In this simple record, we have the amazing incident, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, finally to be identified and named as King. And in this whole story, I expect you noticed as we were reading it, there is evidence that the Lord Jesus Himself, in a sense, planned this. It is almost as though He had engineered this. He arranged for it. He had Himself come into the city in exactly this way that He might obviously be fulfilling Old Testament Scripture. The Old Testament Scripture was quoted in the fifth verse. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. You see, the Old Testament had predicted the coming of the king. He commonly was called Messiah, the coming of God's chosen, anointed one, who would do the will of God upon earth, and bring His purposes to pass, and would save His people, and establish His kingdom, all the various things that were to be done by the Messiah. And so the Lord Jesus arranged to have this public affair, this public event, and to come in just this fashion. Now as you look at that and examine it, you will see, of course, something of His humility. You see, the ass was the poor man's method of transportation. In other words, if a poor person were going anywhere in Palestine, he would ride a donkey. A rich man might ride a chariot. He might come with horses and chariot. But a poor man's beast of burden is the donkey all over the world. And so here comes the king, who is to be, as we know, the King of Kings. But when he comes with a poor man's beast riding on a donkey. This was the Son of God come to rule in Jerusalem, the city of God, as king. It's an amazing thing. It reminds you of the event at his birth in Bethlehem. You will remember how we've just all been thinking about that. We do every year think about the fact that when God sent his only Son into the world, he had him come into the world, born as a babe, and laid in a manger in the town of Bethlehem. A little town, an obscure place, among poor people, comes the one whom the angels fall down to worship. But he comes to us in this fashion. And this is to be one of the marks of the true Messiah. Thy king cometh unto thee meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And by the way, that word meek implies a certain lowliness of mind and a certain humility, although it's even more than that. He comes in such a character as would indicate plainly that he has no intention of taking any vengeance on his foes. He is not coming in any belligerent fashion. He is coming for the express purpose of saving those who will put their trust in him. And this procedure so stirred the people that a very great multitude of people met him, going in front of him and behind him, spreading their garments in the way, cutting down branches of trees and throwing them in the streets, as it were, and singing, crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Now that kind of crying out would indicate that they were giving him tribute, paying him tribute, paying him honor. And when people wanted to know about it, they said, who is this? And then all they could say was, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. You and I know more than that, more than they know. This was more than Jesus, the prophet of the Nazareth, prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. This was Jesus Christ. This was the Christ, the Son of God. This was the King who was coming in this fashion. Now take one more look at this incident to notice something else. And I think that for many, many people, this might easily be missed, but I hope that when I mention it, it will become impressive to you. Riding upon a colt. And in another gospel we read, upon which never man sat. Now, any one of us that know anything at all about riding a beast such as a horse or a donkey will know right well that if you're going to ride a colt on which nobody ever sat before, you're likely to have some trouble, because these animals don't find that natural to have someone sitting on their back. And you can be sure that if you were going to take a colt into a city in front of a crowd and have a crowd singing and waving branches around and throwing their garments in the street, you know perfectly well that the ordinary colt would be scared to death out of that. You know what would happen, that there would be just a big commotion in the whole matter. And you're to understand that the Lord Jesus rode on that colt as if the colt were perfectly satisfied to have it that way. And if you consider it and consider the natural tendency of the animal involved, you will know that you are seeing a miracle. That's exactly what it is. It's a miraculous demonstration of his power over nature. And you see him riding in this fashion, you should recognize that he is in control And this is tremendously important to me and to you. You see, the incident, of course, does show the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. And it does show that he impressed the people of the day. Yes. And we can look at it a little bit more closely as we've just now done. And it shows his power and control over the animal that he was riding. Yes. But there's more in this for you and for me. We should see here that this is the Lord Jesus coming into a situation in which he expects to rule. And I can see for me a pattern of how it is when he comes into my heart. When the Lord Jesus comes into my heart, he comes in to rule in me. He needs to control my natural disposition, my human nature. And I should be prepared to expect that he will control my human nature as he comes in to rule in my life. Just the way he rode on that colt, he would be able to come into my heart. Just as he controlled that colt to do what he wanted him to do, he can come into my heart and control me for that I might be willing to let him do his way in me. And he'll come that way to you. When the truth of the gospel comes to you, it will not specially be tremendously impressive to human beings. There won't be a lot of big to-do about it. He will come in a humble fashion. You can expect that the Lord Jesus will come to you under circumstances that are humble and meek and retiring. And other people may wonder what in the world is happening. But you will know that in you there is a quietness and a peace. There is a willingness. There is a great desire to have him in control, that he might have his way with you. This is the kind of thing that happened here. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to us, that as we receive the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, there may be a willingness to yield, that we might be willing to do his will. And as he comes to us, we pray thee, Father, that we may see him and appreciate him as the King of Kings and the Lord of all. Incline our hearts humbly to follow his will and to do his way. For his name's sake we ask it. Amen.